Good morning and welcome to Greater Good. This is your volunteer programmer, Barbara Felix, from the Sun Sounds of Arizona Studios. The Greater Good Science Center studies the psychology, sociology, and neuroscience of well-being and teaches skills that foster a thriving, resilient, and compassionate society. And now, some articles from Greater Good. 5 Ways to Feel More Loved. A new book combines happiness research and relationship science to identify strategies within our control for experiencing more love in our lives. By Harry T. Rees, Sonia Lubomirsky, and Catherine Reynolds Lewis. February 10th, 2026. Can you feel alone in a crowd? Unloved in a decades-long marriage? Indeed, that's often when loneliness strikes the hardest. When you experience social connections and seemingly intimate relationships, but they don't feel satisfying. This apparent contradiction is at the heart of the book, How to Feel Loved, the 5 mindsets that get you more of what matters most. It's by happiness scholar Sonia Lubomirsky and relationship scientist Harry Rees. The pair surveyed a representative sample of 1,998 American adults and found that 2/3 yearn to feel more loved or loved more often by the people in their lives, and 40% wanted to feel more loved by their romantic partner. The authors noted a strong negative correlation between loneliness and feeling loved, expressed qualitatively in comments like, "I have plenty of friends and I spend a lot of time socializing, but honestly, I don't know if anyone deeply loves me." How to Feel Loved vividly expresses the disconnect between people in our lives expressing love and our experience of feeling that love that puts the power back in our hands. Lubomirsky and Rees make a powerful case that by approaching our relationships with vulnerability, curiosity, self-acceptance, and optimism, we can get the love we need. They outline specific strategies for shifting our mindsets and interpersonal interactions to achieve more rewarding outcomes. I spoke with Lubomirsky and Rees about the research underlying their book and their recommendations for readers. Catherine Reynolds Lewis. The collaboration at the heart of this book, a happiness scholar teaming up with a relationship scientist, seems long overdue. What are you trying to achieve with How to Feel Loved? Sonia Lubomirsky. A lot of people are loved, but they don't feel loved. And if you don't feel loved, it's as though it's not there. What I have discovered in my research is that feeling loved and feeling connected is really the key to happiness. Almost all of the interventions shown to make us happier, the reason they work is that they make us feel more connected to and loved by others. We know relationships are so important to happiness. The Harvard Adult Development Study is very famous for showing that. When Harry and I started talking and we realized happiness researchers and love researchers don't really talk as much as they should. Catherine Reynolds Lewis. Your book has the potential to make a difference because people have relationships, they have social connections, but they don't feel loved, and that often leads to despair and spiraling. How does this connect to our epidemic of loneliness? Sonia Lubomirsky. Loneliness is such a huge problem, especially among young people. Really, a lonely moment is a moment where you don't feel loved. So they're very, very connected, very, very relevant to each other. Harry Reese. Most people, when they go about trying to get more love, they do it in a way that is not only wrong, but may actually be counterproductive. And so what we're trying to do is give people a new approach that we believe will be more effective. One of the ironies in this is that when people are in unsatisfying relationships, that may actually be a more devastating feeling than not being in relationships. When you're alone, when you're isolated, you can engage in self-fulfilling activities. But when people are in an unhappy relationship, they begin to question, why is this unsatisfying? Is there something wrong with me? Am I not doing things right? And that can actually be a more powerful negative feeling than being isolated. Sonia Lubomirsky. We also had this realization that for a lot of problems in relationships, often the source is a sense of not feeling loved or not loved enough. Take the show Couples Therapy. You see the couple fighting, and it's so obvious that at the root of it is that no matter what he does, she's not feeling loved. No matter what she does, he's not feeling loved enough. Catherine Reynolds Lewis. In the book, you write about the relationship seesaw, where you intentionally misspell using the word S-E-A to align with your metaphor that many of our personal attributes are hidden underwater. Can you explain what you mean by that and how it functions when it's done well? Harry Reese. The relationship seesaw, which is S-E-A-S-A-W, is the idea that there's a reciprocal process of lifting and being lifted in this dynamic interaction. When you lift somebody up, meaning you support them, you encourage them, you show curiosity about what makes them tick, it makes them feel good, it makes them feel loved, but it also encourages them to reciprocate that feeling. And so they can lift you up. There is this dynamic back and forth between opening up and then listening and encouraging the other. That gives people a sense of connection, a sense of chemistry. Sonia Lubomirsky. Another way to think about it is that the key to feeling loved is to be truly known to the other person, and also to truly know the other person. It's like an underwater seesaw. Most of us are kind of underwater. We're not really showing most of ourselves to the other person. We're only showing the tip, maybe only the positive sides of us. By pressing down on the seesaw with curiosity and warmth and acceptance and listening, we're helping the other person reveal more of themselves and to share more. Otherwise, it's actually kind of hard to take down those walls we keep up around ourselves. Fortunately, Reciprocity is a really powerful norm of social behavior. It's evolutionarily adaptive, obviously, and the other persons will reciprocate by showing curiosity and warmth and acceptance toward us, as well as encouragement and support, and by really listening to our story. That doesn't actually happen that often. Catherine Reynolds Lewis. It really is a powerful revelation that feeling more loved is within our control. It has the potential to truly change lives through new mindsets and the actions that you outline. So you can't explain everything that took you 300 plus pages in the book, but can you give a brief overview of the five mindsets, which are sharing, listening to learn, radical curiosity, open heart, and multiplicity, and pull out one or two of them to discuss in more depth? Sonia Lubomirsky. I feel like our book has an empowering message because most people, when they think about feeling more loved, they think, I need to make myself more lovable, more desirable, more appealing, show off to the other person how wonderful I am. But it's not about changing yourself. It's not about changing the other person. It's about changing the conversation. Because a relationship is really a series of conversations. The mindsets are five different perspectives that we encourage people to embrace as they approach their next conversation with their romantic partner, or their neighbor, or their mom, or their colleague. I'll start with the sharing mindset. I might feel that maybe you wouldn't love me if you really got to know me, all my messy, complicated sides and contradictions and my negative qualities. Sharing allows us to take down our walls a little bit, but you have to share at the right pace. We're not talking about revealing your deepest secret or trauma right away. It might be starting small, like you might ask me, how are you? And instead of saying fine, which is what we almost always do, I'll say, oh, well, I kind of had a rough morning, or I'm struggling a little today. Or it could just be saying something real, your true opinion about something that's going on. Harry Reese. When people don't feel loved, often what they think is, you need to make me feel more loved. Of course, that kind of thing usually doesn't work very well. It's externalizing the problem. It's putting pressure on the other person. It's better to change the conversation in a way that can allow a loving conversation to happen, rather than waiting for the other person to do something, because that can often be more like waiting for Godot. When we listen to another person, we're often preparing our response. That distances you from the other person. It doesn't allow you to connect with them. The listening to learn mindset is the idea that you need to really pay attention so that you can actually learn something about the other person. You need to be curious about what they're saying, and then, this is the important part, you need to encourage them to go deeper. One of the most powerful things you can say is a simple three-word phrase, tell me more. Sonia Lubomirsky. The first step in helping yourself to feel more loved is to try to make the other person feel more loved by listening to them, helping them open up, showing curiosity in them, and showing warmth and acceptance. But one thing that surprised us is when we wrote our first draft, we sent it to a few friends and colleagues. Two friends of mine wrote to me. They're not psychologists, but they're writers and smart people. They told us that our book led them to break up with their girlfriends. One guy said, "Your book made me realize that she's not really sharing." The other guy said, "I realized my girlfriend has stopped showing curiosity about my work, which was very important to him." So we created a diagnostic quiz. It's on howtofeelloved.com, our book website. It will tell you what your strongest mindset is and what's the mindset that's in most need of improvement. And then we give you some tips on how to do that. Harry Reese, if both people are committed to the relationship and want to work on it, this can be a powerful stimulus to improving the relationship. Sonia Lubomirsky, we have this sort of inner chatter. As I'm talking to you, even now, I'm thinking of what I'm going to say next. I'm thinking what I'm going to have for lunch. To quiet that inner chatter and be truly present, we can all do that, but we just need practice. All of these mindsets are totally accessible. Catherine Reese Lewis, finally, could you talk about the multiplicity mindset, Sonia? Sonia Lubomirsky. Actually, the word comes from trauma research. The idea is that when you have a trauma, it doesn't define you. You are a person with many, many, many facets. We contain multitudes, as Walt Whitman said. We are like a quilt of both positive and negative qualities. Sometimes I'm kind, and sometimes I'm selfish, and sometimes I'm loyal, and sometimes I'm narcissistic. We're all of these things. They're all a spectrum. Try to recognize that in other people. Sometimes they might reveal something a little bit uncomfortable or a little bit negative. Try to look at that with the lens of multiplicity. Again, the idea is that one bad action doesn't define us. We have these messy insides. We have a lot of contradictions. Embracing the multiplicity mindset really helps us feel more loved, and not just by others, but by ourselves too. Catherine Reese Lewis, you are challenging people to grow and be their best selves, even though many of these steps are simple at heart, to accept your own self and be comfortable revealing. And then accept others is demanding a lot from folks. Sarah, Sonia Lubomirsky. It takes a lot of effort. All of our mindsets take effort. They take intention, and they sometimes are challenging, but so worthwhile. And again, the book is The Five Mindsets That Get You More of What Matters Most, How to Feel Loved, by Sonia Lubomirsky and Harry Reese. And just to summarize the five mindsets from this discussion, the first is sharing. This mindset encourages you to open up about your experiences and private thoughts, as well as your failings and insecurities, in a way that is thoughtful, selective, incremental, and intentional. Listening to learn. You give another person your undivided attention, fully attuned to them, and listen closely to what they have said. Ask questions that clarify and yield insights about the other person's story, as if there were a quiz tomorrow. Third, radical curiosity. This calls on you to show a strong, genuine interest and curiosity in the other person. Focus on their deeply held beliefs, eccentricities, their creative outlets, and details that shape their world, as well as their fears and flaws. Fourth, open heart. Expressing genuine care and concern for another person's well-being, beyond just offering kindness and compassion. It's about truly believing in the other person and seeing the best that they can become. And finally, multiplicity. When sharing and receiving vulnerable disclosures, welcome revelations of your own and another person's complex self. Rather than rushing to judgment, respond with acceptance, empathy, flexibility, and charitable attributions. And the book website with the quiz is howtofeelloved.com. About the authors. Harry T. Reese, PhD, is Dean's Professor in the Department of Psychology at the University of Rochester. Reese's research focuses on intimacy and understanding in close relationships, with an emphasis on their implications for health and emotional well-being, including loneliness. Sonia Lubomirsky, PhD, is Distinguished Professor of Psychology at the University of California, Riverside, and author of the best-selling The How of Happiness and The Myths of Happiness, published in 39 countries. Catherine Reynolds Lewis is the Special Projects Editor at Greater Good Science Center and the author of The Good News About Bad Behavior. She is an award-winning science journalist with bylines in Atlantic, Fortune, New York Times, UnDark, and The Washington Post. You are listening to Greater Good Magazine, brought to you by Sun Sounds of Arizona. If you go to the Greater Good Magazine website at greatergood.berkeley.edu, you can also tune in to a number of podcasts, including The Happiness Break and The Science of Happiness. The current podcast is a two-part series, The Science of Love. In a culture that often reduces love to romance, Gina Davis helps us explore the science of love across the lifespan. And in part two of this series, guest host Gina Davis helps us explore how the love we feel for our partners, friends, family, and even our four-legged companions shapes us. You've been listening to Greater Good Magazine, coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is your volunteer programmer, Barbara Felix, thanking you so much for listening today, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day. And now, stay tuned for more interesting programming coming your way from Sun Sounds of Arizona next.